The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, winding down April 28, April 2020. And I was a little late coming in. Doesn't seem to be that anybody knows what the hell they're doing anymore. Place an order for something, and then you discover that, well, wires are crossed, and people aren't getting what they're supposed to be getting. And, gosh, I can't wait for everybody to work from home. This is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. At any rate, on today's program, okay, today's program, we're going to switch gears up a little bit here. And we've got a guy that, I'm not a morning person. And when I say I'm not a morning person, I mean, if I'm up, if the sun, I see the sunrise, it's because I had to get up and go to the bathroom. Farmers, like my friend Mike up in New York I talked to the other day, we're talking about food and the food chain and all that stuff. And he said, yeah, he says, I missed your call because my phone was charging and I was milking my cows. Folks, if I was a dairy farmer, there'd be a lot of cows running around with their udders dragging on the ground. they just would. 5 in the morning, this guy starts his show at 5 a.m. because he's over in where?
Poland.
Some mystical dark place in Europe? I thought it was Hungary. No, I'm just teasing you. How you doing, V?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Good.
It's finally good to be on your show.
Well, I thought you were before.
Well, I don't know. We met, we talked for a long time, and got on your network, and you just let me do what I do. And that's, no one can complain about that arrangement. But we always, are very open with each other when we see issues, and we always work them out without a problem. I love it. I love being on RBN.
The Red Pill Hardcore. And I like what you put in there for the second hour.
Yes!
You also do something called the Red Pill Hardcore TV.
Yes.
And what is that about?
It's the radio show, but TV format. I've got my own studio here, and green screen, lights, cameras, so it's action. And so, I do the TV show. I start doing the TV show when I got with TLB, Liberty Beacon Project. And, you know, not much of a story there. I've been doing my radio show for, you know, 2 years at that particular time, and I seen this guy named Ralph and this other guy named Christopher. They're just constantly advertising for the Liberty Beacon Television. And I contacted Chris and said, you know, what's this about? You guys need some more people on your network? And they're like, we see new advertising everywhere. We thought you'd never ask us.
And you've got a sidekick by the name of Will?
Yes, Will Turbitt from Demand the Truth. And he does his YouTube thing called Demand the Truth, yes.
And he talks about what?
Well, the thing about Will Turbitt, he's very magical. He's like an elf. He does magic tricks. He gets into places that, you know, if anyone saw me trying to get into the places that he does, you know, I would have the whole police brutality. I'd be beaten up in jail all the time. This man gets to people and right up on them. He's gotten up on Hillary Clinton, asked her questions in person. He's gotten up on, I think he was right up front close to Joe Biden at one of his assemblies a few months ago, yelled at him, told him he needs to stop touching on little children. And
how'd that go?
Well, I don't think he got kicked out, but I do know, yeah, some of the people for the Bilderberg group meetings, he got up on some of those people, followed them to their cars, asked them questions. This guy is magical. So, I mean, that's kind of why he's my sidekick for the show.
Well, he's a guy that doesn't take the answer no.
Exactly. He's very eloquent, and you know, he's on the right path. Right now he's on a tour. I'm not supposed to be talking about it. I don't even know that many details, but he's going to certain rallies and assemblies across the country right now. He should be back to our program here in a few days. And we will be able to hear all about it. I can't wait. I'm very excited.
Well, your background here. I'm looking at this and I'm going, there's some similarities here. I got a guy that does a show with me, Steve Elkins, on Mondays. He's a registered nurse, lived in California, had an opportunity to talk to this guy. And I basically said that, you know, why don't you hone your abilities, get on a local radio station, small, it doesn't matter, get used to interacting, you know, commercial breaks, time clocks, you know, content, callers, whatever the case may be. And he did exactly that, and he ended up on the network co-hosting a show with me on Mondays. And you did something pretty similar out in California, didn't you?
Well, myself, yes, I was targeted by the government. Target individual. I had been targeted in many ways for mind control, psyop thing. I was supposed to be an on-shelf shooter for the NSA, but I kind of broke their little psyop there, and I started whistleblowing everywhere that I could. I started telling everyone that I could.
What made you change your mind?
Oh, well, simple. For one, I'm not just going to go kill people I don't know. And secondly, I'm not the type to be controlled. I just completely against my nature. There's no amount of coercion. There's no amount, you know, if I were a slave on, you know, going to a plantation, I'd be dead within the first few minutes. Master would have killed me.
Well, okay. You know, I'm fond of saying it. If it isn't a lifestyle that's conducive to your imaginings and your will, then that's not living life. I had a go-around with many people over the last several months and they're into their survival and this, that, and the other, and I'm going, that's great. But that has been their entire focus, is just the survival. Mine is a little bit different. If I've got to go into that survival mode and hump it through the woods and carry a pack and camp, and it always amazed me to this day that people find it fascinating to go outdoor camping. I'm thinking, you know, for a lot of people, they're looking at that's going to be their lifestyle in the future because they're not going to be able to live in a house. But having said all of that, I had a problem here because everybody was focusing on after everything fell apart and surviving. And to be honest with you, I see the matrix that they have built, this commercial matrix in this country. It provides a lot, but we're tapped into that funny money system, and we're at the behest of them. If they don't like something, they just come in, rearrange the pieces, and chances are you're knocked off the board. All too bad for you. Hope it didn't hurt when you hit. You know, that kind of deal. We're really not in control of our lives. And we'll roll around to this COVID-19 thing before I let you out of here. But V, if you determine what your life is and what you're looking at and how you're forced to live, to me, that's not living. That's existing. That's surviving. And quite frankly, that's not real conducive to my thought. I don't know. How about you?
Well, it's being in hell. Really, it's the opposite of good living. You're just in hell. That's what slavery is. So I definitely agree with that. But yeah, just to finish your question there, I was targeted when I was in California, yes, and I started telling everybody my story, and my story got to the right guy and said, hey, you want to come on my radio show and tell your story? I said, yeah. You know, he had a show at the local community radio station, a political show, and I let him know everything that had happened to myself, and he had me on again to further go into details. So I did two interviews, and after those two interviews, I was actually offered my own show. And yeah, everything went from there.
Did anybody happen to mention to you, you said you were off-the-shelf shooter for the, what did you say, NSA?
On-shelf shooter for the NSA.
Okay, what exactly does that mean?
Well, this is an advanced form of MKUltra. They have people which they have pre-selected, people who aren't a part of the system, who don't go with the system, and if they're gone, won't be missed by the system. And they will harass these people, these undesirables, to a point to where they snap. And it's covert harassment. Nobody's going to see it. It's synthetic telepathy or voice to skull. If the audience wants to really get into it, just Google voice of God weapons. I've had my computers hacked nonstop. Money transactions interrupted. If it was, you know, on a bank card, things like that, money stolen out of my cards. Almost just every level of harassment to the point it makes it impossible to live with the not just the harassment, but the paranoia as well. The psychosis. People think that these tinfoil hat people have psychoses and things are crazy. Not to start. They're driven crazy first. I was a person of such sound mind and really don't give a F attitude that I couldn't fall into that. And I've been a student of psychology ever since I could read. So, I mean, I'm from a military family. And so psychological operations, that's like breathing air to me. So
Well, so, but what did you do specifically that, you know, and I know of what you, over the years, let me back up here a little bit. Over the years, I would get calls from people, and they were telling me they heard voices in their head, that they'd hear strange noises, or whatever the case may be. Now, without actually being like in case study of this, you know, looking at all the evidence, pouring through the information, looking under every rock to see and verify that person's story as to how that's happening. You know, I don't question people if they say they hear the voice of God. I don't doubt that they are thinking they're hearing God talking to them. Now, God is, this is not a Son of Sam thing here where the dog tells you to go kill something. Or maybe it is, but
actually, yes.
I knew the minute that came out of my mouth what the response is going to be. But many people don't think this is real. What kind of technology is used to make that happen?
Well, it's been an evolution of technology over the years, and I've got to reference my. My documentaries, Targeted Individual Documentaries. You can find them on Facebook and definitely on my YouTube channel at Truthtainment TV Network. Basically, the technology has evolved over time. You have the radio frequency hearing, the microwave hearing, which is called voice-to-skull. That's what it is in its true form. And that is the tenfold hat conspiracy. That's why, you know, people try to shield themselves. And some people were very successful in shielding themselves. So they had to come up with other ways to be sure when they lock on a target, they can never leave the targeting. So what they came up with was synthetic telepathy. This is done by... I'm trying to keep this as short as possible. This is done by... Well... chemtrails. You know the chemtrails where brains are laced with nanoparticulates?
Like aluminum?
You know, aluminum, strontium, barium, etc., etc., etc. This has laced our neural networks because it breaks the blood-brain barrier. Now, with all the technology, the microwave and all the stuff like that, Wi-Fi, they can map a person's brain. I can't tell you how long the process is, but very quickly. Brain comes mapped out, and you have a thumbprint within the, you know, the energy spectrum, and you can be locked on to, no problem. You have a quantum signature. I have a phone number to my head. You have a phone number to your head. Everybody listening to this call has a phone number to their head. The NSA wants to dial you up and put you on the BCI, brain-computer interface, that's what'll happen.
Now, to most, I got to stop you here, because to most people, this sounds like science fiction or a good episode of X-Files.
Well, the X-Files covered a lot of real stuff that actually came out to be true.
Yeah, well, I particularly liked, what was their three sidekicks that ran the conspiracy magazine? That they did episode that there was actually jets crashed into the Twin Towers in New York, remotely controlled. Yeah, that was one of the fun ones for me. But, you know, people don't understand, even about science fiction. You know, when Jules Verne wrote 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, people scoffed and says, wait a minute, the ocean's not that deep. Well, it wasn't the depth, it was the distance that was covered. But they were talking about a craft that could operate underwater. Now, to many people, I mean, these were the times that they were just farting around with, you know, hot air balloons and stuff. You know, that was our big forte into aviation, you know, balloons. So this book comes out talking about being in a submersible ship that could go under the ocean. And people scoffed at it and says, oh, that's science fiction. Well, is it really? Because the imaginings of men, they have this funny talent of making those imaginings real. We'll be back with V. We got to take a 3-minute break from Poland, not Hungary. We'll be back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. Talking to V, and it's roughly five. Well, you know what? You're exactly 5:22. So it's what time? It's 5:22 in the morning in Poland.
It is 12:30 at night.
12:30 at night. Okay, seven hours difference.
Correct.
Okay. I have a hard time trying to keep our own time zones in, let alone going transnational and crossing, you know, the international dateline and all that other stuff. What day is it there? Let me ask you that.
It's the 29th.
Oh, okay. No. Yes. Okay. I just checking, make sure I didn't fall off the map here. So, people have active imaginations. There's some things you can discuss that seem possible or probable, and people will lend an ear. But one of the hardest things that I have discovered is trying to convince people that they've been lied to. They would much rather believe a big lie than try to understand that they've been lied to. For some reason, the human species doesn't, it causes cognitive dissonance, and they really don't like this.
Well, it's a mentality for sure. I have been taught to think for myself. I've always been taught to think for myself. And because of my ethnic background, not to be vulgar or anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Back that up. I you were real low. I just had him adjust you on the board. What did you just say?
I said, it's all about the mentality. And I was raised, because of my ethnic background, be careful of those who approach you smiling, especially the most dangerous thing in the world is a smiling white man. So,
some might say it's the smiling black man.
Well, I'm just telling you what I was taught, how I was raised, but right, I'm right. Naturally skeptic about everything, and I don't ask people to believe me. I am now. You're gonna make me sound like Roger. I don't ask people to believe me. I want you to do your research. I mean, I've done 7 documentaries on this, pulling out factual information, scientist names, presentations, college lectures, everything that links up to everything. And so no one says it's a pseudoscience. Well, you have the degrees, college courses for these things that I'm talking about. You just have to follow the crumb trail. Have a little perseverance, follow that trail, and you'll see how it all connects. You don't have to understand the science within itself. You just need to know that the science is there, it's real. So that's what I pride my my documentaries, that, you know, what it does. That's, I bring everything down to a third grade level if I can, and lower than that, if possible. So I have actually challenged the scientific community to disprove anything I've said in my documentaries. And so far over the years, all I hear is crickets.
Well, you know, we have a couple of guys out there, whistleblowers. And, you know, I can understand you giving away the trade secrets of mind control and the MK Ultra kind of stuff and the numbers in the head. They can dial you up and talk to you. You know, but we've seen evidence of what happens to people that just blow the whistle like Snowden. I mean, why did he get in trouble? Well, he made it available to people. Oh, by the way, did you see this video of a bunch of people getting blown off the face of the planet for no good reason at all? Or Julian Assange running WikiLeaks? These guys have not been treated well. Assange, there's not been no new news on Assange. We know that he's still locked up. The United States says, well, we're going to get him over here so he can stand trial. Trial for what? He was a journalist. He didn't go out and ferret this information out. He was given information of which he posted. That's his big crime and that's his big sin. So what do you imagine they would do to you? Would they try to jail you or just shoot you on the spot?
Well, they don't want me in jail because I have the ability to rally people. They don't want me in large groups, period. So they have done their best to try to isolate me, but that always backfires in their faces. I do know I've had my vehicles tampered with, and, you know, to the point where I would be stranded somewhere or get into a car wreck. Thank goodness it never happened. I have had, well, being a target individual, you're pushed to do suicide anyways. They'll put the voices in your head so loud, every moment is of your life. Every your waking moment is hell. So I never gave in.
All right, let's take this bottom of the hour break. Oh, wait a minute, I hear something ringing. It's the NSA. I think they're calling my number. I want you to explain that a little bit more to the listeners of how they can actually get in your head. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You know, V, I've often said that I don't know if I'm going to crack the government files and know all the dirty stuff that they have done. I know enough right now. I love my country. It's my government, I fear. But that right there, that word is their, that's what they use. Fear. How did they shove this thing down everybody's throat, the COVID-19 thing? They did it through fear. Millions of people are going to die. And now they're playing political football with this in this country. The economy was not that great. The economy was bumping along. That's all it was doing here. And then we had this COVID-19 thing, and oh my God, look at all these millions of people. And it's the government's job to go in there and keep you safe. I don't know what country on the face of this planet proclaims that it's their job to keep you safe. I've read the Constitution. Unless they're trying to throw that under the welfare clause. excuse me, I don't need your damned help. Every time government gets involved, you ever notice something, V? Everything gets, well, extended and cost overruns and screwed up, and it never works right.
Everything gets foobarred.
Screwed up beyond all recognition. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, I wanted to get your take on the plandemic first time this has ever been done and coordinated worldwide by the boogeyman. And, of course, that's being the coronavirus. And the steps that they have taken have almost guaranteed that there's going to be a second wave of this coronavirus. I like to call it Corolla, just to stick it in her ear. But what's your take on this and their plandemic? You're over there in Europe. From your perspective, what did you see?
From my perspective, people did not lose their minds. There wasn't a shortage of toilet paper. There wasn't people kicking in the front ends of stores to get toilet paper. There wasn't any rioting, no looting. It didn't happen like America. And I hate that America is used to spread policy around the world, because not everybody acts the same, okay? They're martial law is what they're pushing towards, right? This new world order, the slave state all around the world. And the Americans are really helping pushing the drive, whether they know it or not. As Americans, if you're going to, you know, freak out about this epidemic, oh, you know, toilet paper for your butt, I mean, it's called a washcloth and a shower. It's called washcloth and a washing machine. Diapers didn't used to be made of what it was made of today. They used cloths. Okay, I mean, I'm just being real about it.
Yeah, I'm sitting here and I'm agreeing with you, because I said basically the same thing. You know, if that's your highest priority, is to run into a store and buy 100 rolls of toilet paper because you're worried that you're not going to be able to wipe yourself, get a grip. And I said the exact same thing. I mean, yeah, I mean, Pampers were great, but they're expensive and they're not reusable. It's called a use once, and then you throw it away. Well, where does that go? Well, it goes into a landfill. Okay, well, what do you get with cloth diapers? Well, you get a hell of a smell. Yeah, it's kind of nasty. You'll have to wash them, and then you have to dry them. But guess what? They're now reusable, recyclable. That's, to my imaginings, I'm serious. I was thinking about this today. You know, we got plastics floating in the ocean. We got fish and sea creatures that are eating this stuff and dying. We're polluting ourselves. But you don't see the companies that make these plastic forever products. You don't see them stepping in for sustainability. You don't see their programs and projects for reclamation. I don't have anything against plastic bottles except what people do with them and how this recyclable train has been broken. Nobody takes responsibility for it, and then it builds up, and then it's a worldwide crisis. It's like, wait a minute here. You didn't see this coming?
Exactly, and we have too many greedy people. There is no sustainability, it's just greed. There needs to be a cap. I'm with Jesse Ventura on this. There needs to be a cap to how much money a person can have. I know capitalists around the world, oh, that's terrible, I want $1 billion. Oh, what are you going to do with $1 billion? Are you going to go save a village in Africa? You're going to give them running water? You're going to build schools for them? What are you going to do with $1 billion? You're going to buy gold-plated sheets of toilet paper, so you'd be like Donald Trump. That's what you're going to do.
Well, yeah, I understand that, V, but, well, look, you know, isn't that another form of control? And I'm not disagreeing with you saying that, you know, the Bill Gates of this planet seem to have some separation from the rest of humanity, and somehow they're elevated to a status that they're almost superhuman, and now they know what to do with the rest of the human race. You know, I understand what you're saying, but isn't that just another form of control? So in other words, if I want to make $1 billion, if that's my what I want to do with my life, is I want to become a millionaire and eventually a billionaire. there is going to be people out there that are going to stop me from doing that. It's what I do with that money that might cause a problem for other people, but am I precluded from that opportunity to make that money? Isn't that another form of control?
Absolutely. Control isn't a bad thing, especially self-control. It's the external control in which we're all subjugated to and they have none of. So there's no balance.
Well, there used to be. Time was in this country. We used to have companies and then corporations. And then corporations, as you said, you know, to me, it's not going to fix the problem by capping how much money they have. Because if we haven't noticed, what do these super rich people do? Well, they never pay taxes. Well, why don't they pay taxes? Well, because they don't leave scads of money laying around in piles that can be detected and somehow appropriated, or somebody claiming, well, that they got a percentage of that because you got it and we don't. What I'm suggesting here is that there are avenues of which politics and the money people, by way of these corporations, somehow got into this holy alliance, unholy alliance, I should say, and then they do bad, manipulative, and controlling type of things. Now, I get that, but if you want to drill down on this, it's where did these billionaires come from, and what clubs do they belong to? And what have they been discussing for the last, 100 or 200 years? You know, these are long-term planners, and they don't give a damn whether they see fruition of their project in their lifetime. All they need to do is shuffle off this mortal coil to know that everything is in place, and it's going to continue after them.
Well, they're looking into this science that I'm telling you about. They're going to take it a step forward and be able to plant their consciousness into other people and live forever.
Ooh, hell. I don't know if I would. You know, if I live to be 90, I think that's enough time on this planet. I don't know if that
would. You're not greedy.
Well, yeah. Well, that's true. That's true. You know, I have a semblance of balance. I understand that money is like a tool, and I could take my little hoe and go in my backyard and dig a furrow to plant some, say, vegetables, or I can use my hoe to plant it in your head. It could be used as a weapon. But I'm after the funny money people that have managed to wrangle and take ownership of all the real stuff in this world by way of their funny money construct.
Absolutely. And people can break away. And I have something I call the $50 revolution. There are those people out there, you know, I'll just do an example. There are 100,000 people who've gotten screwed over by their insurance company. Their insurance company found a way to weasel out of their responsibility for paying out for whatever. You get those 100,000 people who are dissatisfied, you $50 from each one of them, much less than what they would pay for having, for a month of insurance. You put all that money together, you get a share in the company, you start your own insurance company. You do things the right way and start taking away customers from the people who are doing the wrong things. We can shrink corporations if we want to. We can take power away from the corporations if we want to by just not needing them.
I can't disagree with that one. I see where you're going with that. Now, let me see how much time we have before break. Okay, let me broach another subject. And you mentioned, well, I opened it up by saying that this plandemic worldwide, everybody was doing pretty much the same thing at the same time to control this virulent virus that's going to kill millions worldwide. Well, then people started to do their due diligence. they started to take a look at this. These two doctors that Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, brought into Donald Trump to handle this COVID-19 crisis. Well, this guy, geez, this guy, I mean, he's Mr. Vaccination himself. He's a Bill Gates protege. He's worked in this field for 37 years. They prompted him as being an expert, and all this guy is in doing is prolonging this crisis, turning it in and trying to make people believe that this is a crisis. And V, you know what the government does. They'll throw scads, millions and billions of dollars at something. And I called this yesterday the Mac Daddy of Hegelian dialectic. They created this problem. Then they demonstrated repeatedly. Oh, you want to talk about mind control programming? Take a look at what they did with, oh, we're all in this together. No, I'm not. I'm not with the asshats over there that have gloves on and mask and afraid to stand or even look at anybody. I'm sorry, we're not all in this together. I can still reason. I can still see. I can still think. You little automatons out there are looking for your next order in which to, you know, to what? To what end? They wouldn't know freedom and liberty from a golf ball and a golf stick. It's been bred out of them through our system, through generations in this country. Everybody wants to know why. Well, people won't wake up. There's nothing left to wake up. Their soul and their mind has not been excited. Their imaginations are not stirring. They are not thinking for themselves. They have been taught what to think, not how to think.
Correct. Indoctrination.
Big time. And here we sit with it. I mean, we got some people in this country that are suggesting that we hover in place, we hide from humanity until they come up with a vaccine. What? Has anybody noticed worldwide this started to destroy the economic systems, what was left after the bankers got done with us in 08?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that. And this whole vaccine thing, you want to talk about another mind control op? Well, the autism is not an accident. The whole aluminum injected into a child, and it instantly coats, once again, the neural pathways in the brain, also changing the chemistry of the brain with all the animal DNA, and you target that person with 5G, maybe some, you know, regular microwaves or, you know, just what have you. Pulsed gamma. They can turn you into something. I don't know. I want to say the Hulk, but, you know, they're reformatting the brain. Now, when you talk about reformatting the brain is a computer. Who is the biggest computer mogul in the world? Bill Gates. Okay, are these things to come together? Now, who is the biggest funder of geoengineering? Bill Gates. Who's the biggest advocate for vaccines? Bill Gates. They want an easily programmable society. This autism is really a way. I do believe the autism is just the overboard. Well, this person didn't make it through. This experiment didn't go right. But there are some people getting the vaccines that come out okay, seemingly. But when they get hit with that frequency, what's going to happen? Maturing candidate? You know, these people with Alzheimer's who come in and out of their own reality already. We know the aluminum causes Alzheimer's. I mean, who's to say one second I'm out for a walk and next second I'm in the back of a squad car for assassinating the president? Yeah, I don't remember anything.
Manchurian candidate.
correct. They're trying to make everyone programmable in any way, shape, and form they can, and it converges. There's so many psychological operations. There's so much tampering with our environment, with our DNA, our social economic situations, to our indoctrination. It's all a huge matrix in which they are designing around us as we give consent, because we don't want to question anything.
Well, if attorneys, it's been said about attorneys, they never ask questions in a courtroom, in an open courtroom, that they don't already know the answer to, because they don't want to end up looking like fools if they get the wrong answer. All right, let's take this break. We'll invite calls at 800-313-9443. I know we're on the edge out there, folks, but it's real stuff.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Won't be out in the morning dew, honey.
You know, V, I'm always, when there's something grabbing everybody's attention and everybody's got their focus on one thing, I'm always looking around going, okay, well, everybody's fixated on that. What the hell else is going on? Well, one of the things that was brought up just recently, and this has been the topic of a lot of conversation, and there's a lot of people here in this country and overseas as well, that are real concerned about this 5G, because it really is microwave. It depends, we're not talking about an 1100 watt microwave, go ahead and stick your head in there. I'm not talking about that. But the ability for this 5G, it is microwave frequency. Now, during this, let's send the children home and let's not have them in the school. They've been actually installing, under the cover of being cleanup crews in public schools in America, installing this 5G. If it was so great, why do they got to do something like this undercover?
Well, I believe we all know the answer to that. Because it's something that we don't want. It's something that should not be in our children's environment. I believe you talked to Roger Landry about this. The effects of microwaves on the human brain is, well, we know, okay, this cancer and all that cell phone stuff aside, it's not necessarily the blood that is highly susceptible to the microwaves. It's water, period. Okay, when you put food in a microwave and you cook it, the heating process is the water molecules being excited and bouncing around. Mm-hmm. And that creates heat, energy. Mm-hmm. So that is what that's all about.
Let me just stop you here to interject this. So we're basically, 97% water? Our cells have water? So if we have a microwave pointed at us at a high enough voltage, high enough power, they could literally cook you from the inside out like you would cook a hot dog in a microwave.
Well, for example, I'm ex-military. I am a heat casualty. I'm someone who had been ran while dehydrated to the point of passing out and organ failure. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of cooked organs that will never be the same again. I can't exercise like everybody else. I don't have the upper limits of...
So you have diminished capacity. Okay, all right.
Yes, I have very diminished capacity for things. So I just... it's very telling of what they can do. If they don't want us rising up and fighting, well, that's pretty easy. Just cook somebody. Hmm. Are we going to break again?
Yes, that's top of the hour break. All right. 800-313-9443. And I don't think I'm going to have V on for the total 2 hours. So if you don't get some phone calls in here, if you don't call, V doesn't stick around for the length of time that you would probably want him to. Now would be the time to ask your questions or make your comments. 800-313-9443. We'll be back right after this. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.